Let's start with the basics. Who's jumping into this project now, and what do we know about them?
Who's jumping into this is Dermody Properties. Now, Dermody Properties is a Reno, Nevada-based company which specializes in the development of logistics properties across the country. They've been going for almost 60 years, and they are known for working with a large number of Fortune 500 companies, Walmart, Xerox, UPS. There's a big laundry list full of their clients, and Harvey Hanna, the Delaware company that began the development of the Boxwood Road site, of course, is highly complimentary of their new partners.
What do we know about the plans that they have for the site, and how they would differ from what Harvey Hanna had initially had in mind for the Boxwood Road plant area?
Well, the new plan is quite a bit bigger. What they want to build, what they propose, is a total of 3.8 million square feet in one single building, in one single warehouse, as opposed to about 3 million square feet across four buildings. This is seen as being a significant increase in the economic activity on the site, whoever that tenant turns out to be.
And just to kind of clarify for people, this new group has bought kind of the majority of the property, and Harvey Hanna just has a smaller piece now that it will work with.
That's right. Yes, I think it's around about two-thirds of the 142-acre property which has been purchased by the new developer.
And you note in your piece that this change comes with a promise that things are going to move faster at the site. Are there any specifics tied to that promise of a quicker move on developing this property?
Unfortunately, no specifics. They haven't given us any timeline, but the language attached to this announcement is that they say it's going to, quote, dramatically accelerate the process of the development of the site. And we should say also that when it was purely Harvey Hanna that was going to develop the site, they were talking about completion of their whole project in 9 years. And so we're led to believe that the development is going to be a whole lot quicker than that now that the other developer is involved.
With that in mind, where do things stand with the site right now? How ready is it to actually do anything?
Well, the demolition of the former GM buildings started about a year ago. The companies say that the demolition is now nearly done, and then plans call for a phased construction. There will be improvements in terms of traffic flow and pedestrian facilities, and there'll be some green space.
Now, you mentioned earlier that some of the larger companies that this new player is involved with, are Walmart, UPS, Xerox. Certainly, these changes have prompted speculation that another big player, Amazon, might be a possible candidate to become tenant for this one big warehouse that they're talking about building. Is there anything out there that backs that speculation up?
Well, I think the speculation is based on two things. One is that the new plan is for a single warehouse as opposed to four buildings, which was previously proposed. And also, this is a very large site. Clearly, Amazon is known for taking very large facilities, and so that has stoked the speculation. But it has to be said that it is just speculation. I attempted to get some comment out of Amazon, but I was unable to. I didn't get a response. So that's where it stands.
And refresh your memories, why would this site be an attractive one for an Amazon or any other large logistics operation?
Well, it's got to do with the site's location at the heart of the very the very populous northeast market. It's also just a couple of miles from I-95. It has rail facilities. And there will be a rail link to the Port of Wilmington, which of course is in the process of expansion and modernization. And of course, it's a very large site. So all of those things put together make it a very attractive proposition for anybody who is in the logistics and distribution business.
So if this plan does come to fruition as planned, what kind of economic impact might be anticipated for the northern part of Delaware?
Well, according to one study that was done by the consultant eConsult in 2018, they were predicting that the project as planned then would create 2,100 permanent jobs. Of course, that was before the new developer got involved. And I was chatting with one economics professor from the University of Delaware a couple of days ago, and he was speculating that a single tenant on the site would be maybe in a better position to be able to create more jobs than a number of tenants would, and so there's the optimism out there is that the economic impact is actually going to be greater than estimated last year.
But certainly, this wouldn't be like the return of an auto plant, such as the ill-fitted Fisker auto plant that was at one point targeted for this site, or perhaps another manufacturer. Maybe in some ways this winds up just being the best possible outcome for the site rather than maybe a return to its heyday.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, we should note that Harvey Hanna, when they were in this on their own, they tried to attract manufacturers to the site. That was plan A, if you will. But they found after about a year of marketing the site to the manufacturing community that it was kind of obsolete, that there was that these 1940s era buildings just were unsuitable to modern manufacturing demands, and so with the demolition of this historic site, so now finally manufacturing is off the table. And what we have now is a site that's particularly suitable for logistics and distribution and e-commerce fulfillment, which of course is much more suited to the modern economy.
And certainly, those jobs though are not quite as high paying as the ones that would come maybe with a manufacturing site as opposed to a logistics site. That may, while there may be a fair number of jobs, they may not be the type of jobs that were there before.
Well, indeed, and everybody accepts that logistics jobs aren't as well paid as the jobs that were on the site before. But I think that if you speak with local folks who spent many years working in the plant, as I've done during earlier iterations of this story, people welcome the fact that after about a decade of this site lying dormant, that there is now a good prospect that there's going to be a going concern in that location.
John Hurdle, as always, we appreciate your reporting. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, Tom, you're welcome.